First of all, I want to apologize to everyone for not recording for the past 2.5 months. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. In that period of time, I've spent, it seems like, most of my time trying to get back into running seriously, listening to Ultra Runner podcast, the Three Non-Joggers, Running Stupid, and not recording my own podcast. So I apologize, and this is going to be episode 16 of the Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast. Good morning, everyone. We're here in the car on the way going to Peachtree. Here, Laura, hold the mic. It's about 20 after 5 in the morning.
Too early.
Traffic's picking up. I think all these people are going to Peachtree.
Yeah, because why?
We're probably all going to Ainslie Mall to park where we're going to park. That's what's happening.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I think so.
I think we could sleep an extra hour every year.
Every year?
We get up early to get down here, and then we have to sit around and wait at the start line.
Oh. That's part of the fun.
I don't know.
As you can tell, we're not awake yet.
Yeah, and you
good
need
grief.
To slow
What's
down because it's only 55.
How many?
They're going to get you. It's 55.
Somebody broke down in the fast pass lane, or whatever it's called.
No, it's not a fast... It's not a... lane there.
What, they didn't?
Nope, it's...
HOV lane?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm only going 60 miles an hour.
You were going faster than that.
Well, I might have been, but I slowed down.
Yeah.
So, what's your prediction today on your finish time?
I have no idea.
The same time goal I have. No idea.
I have no idea. So I guess we'll see, because I'm in
one of your
non-training. Not that I haven't been doing anything, because I always do something, but I'm just haven't been training. So,
you're in your normal Peachtree mode then.
Yeah. I bet they're going. They have a 13.1 sticker on their car.
See, they're in the rush too. See,
I don't know why. We have plenty of time. I think for the first year, the groups go all the way to Y. I don't remember when it's ever gone that far. So there's a lot of groups. And like,
so the last group lines up at the Chamblee MARTA station to take off.
I don't know, but
have to run 10 miles to do a 10K.
It's 5:20, and we don't even start. My group doesn't start till 8, so I have plenty of time.
We're not there yet.
We're almost there.
We're almost Ainslie Mall. Then we got to walk through the neighborhoods and catch MARTA.
We don't catch MARTA, do we?
What do you call that train? Huh?
Oh, because we're close to Piedmont Park where the finish is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not awake yet.
Why did we buy that pass yesterday?
Well, I couldn't remember if it was to get there or get back. I don't know.
It's to get there. We're going to run back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wake up.
Yeah. See, it's too early.
Yep.
But I don't think it's going to be as hot as it was predicted to be.
71 right now, and it is about 522, 523 maybe.
Yeah, the humidity might be a little much, but I don't think the temperature...
It rained last night, so if the sun comes out, it'll steam.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some humidity.
Well, the sun's going to come out. Since it's a nice, full, bright moon, and there's no clouds, the sun's coming out. And it doesn't look like there's any wind based on the movement of that flag.
Oh, and there's free coffee at Starbucks today.
Oh, there is?
Yep.
Too bad I'm not a coffee drinker.
You should be. I read a thing yesterday that said that people that drink at least 3 cups of coffee a day have a 20% less chance of getting skin cancer than people that don't drink coffee.
They might not get skin cancer, but they might get...
What?
I don't know. Something else.
Nope. Coffee's a vitamin.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Caffeine's a vitamin, not coffee.
Well, I was taking green coffee bean.
Green coffee bean? What's that?
Supplement. But I stopped taking it because it's expensive. Like, I guess similar to green tea. Pure green coffee bean.
Pure green coffee bean.
Yeah.
And what's it supposed to be good for?
Energy.
Chia seeds are good for
weight
energy.
Control. All sorts of things. According to Dr. Oz.
Oh. My phone just buzzed again. It's probably Joe in a panic.
Well.
Because we're not there at 5:20. When he asked me when we were going to be there, and I said between 5 and 5:30.
Well.
Which registers in his mind at 5 o'clock.
Well, you shouldn't have told him that. I said I'd be at your house at 5.
Well, you were.
I know.
I told him we'd be at Ainsley Mall between 5 and 5:30.
Well.
So, we'll be.
Barely.
Okay. Doesn't matter. That's what counts. See all these cars ahead of us? They're all going there.
All 3 of them.
Well, maybe not. Yep, they are.
Well, one of them is.
Two of them is. Three of them is. No, two of them is. They're after my parking spot.
Oh, my goodness. They just might be. And they're not going there, so...
Well, they're lost.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic. Look at all these cars.
They're all going down to...
I don't know where they're going.
Lenox.
I haven't seen that much traffic down in here this time of day. This light will sit here for a half hour before it changes.
Yep.
All the traffic's gone. Light can change. Well, look, there's 2 more. Go.
almost there. And we will be 3 minutes early.
Hey, three minutes is 3 minutes.
That's right.
Never late.
And I'm sure there's plenty of parking.
I hear you.
Well, I'm going to remember, because next year, we don't have to be here till 6.
My memory always gets wiped out every year. MARTA station. I never could remember when we'd get there, so it wasn't crowded.
I know. But I don't see another car on the road. Look at that. We can park here at 6 o'clock.
Look at all these cars pulling.
Yeah. I think we have a spot.
Think so?
Yes, I think so. So 6 o'clock it is next year. Remember that, everyone.
We'll have forgotten by next year. We always do.
Oh, look. Parking lot's flooded.
What in the
world? You're not supposed to drive through water that's like that.
Why, you're going to fall in?
So go all the way to the edge.
That'll work good for the party down here after the race.
Yeah. Won't it? Yeah, that's...
Well, the party's going to be down here, so...
Flooding.
Park up there by the edge of one of these trees. Get the shade.
Yeah.
That way a car can only ding me on one side.
Well, where's Joe? Well,
I'm sure he's parked way down there.
Mm.
Well, we're going to turn the mic off for now and go walk over to MARTA to get... ready to go to the race. See you later. I had a request.
Oh, God. I'm a fat pig, so we don't need to be... no requesting.
Alexandra from the UK has sent me numerous things on Daily Mile wanting
the Olympics?
To know why we're not doing a podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Did you say...
So I thought we better do it before she chastises us anymore.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I'm not ready.
What are you doing?
I forgot that thing you told me. I need to...
Strava?
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
What are you using, Runkeeper?
Yeah. Are we ready? Do you have your beeper?
No.
Well, I can't do...
Okay, let's go get it.
And I am not running fast today, because I have...
Today's a tempo run.
Today's my birthday, and I've been eating like a pig.
Happy birthday.
And... So, what's... tempo's fast.
I know.
Well, I'm not running fast today.
Well, you start out slow,
and then you pick
up in the middle, and then you slow back down.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Because I've had a honey bun, chocolate pie, and a Taco Bell thing, so I don't know that it's gonna go well if I run fast.
Well, what? Just because you have a birthday don't mean you're supposed to pig out.
Well, it just happened that way.
I don't know. It doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, I know. And it won't be good because I might be tossing my cookies if we run too fast.
Here, hold the recorder. You can talk while I'm getting out my Jeff Galloway run, walk, run, green gym boss.
Yes. I am accustomed
to. Since you don't want to go fast, what?
3 miles.
Well, I know 3 miles.
Okay.
But what about...
I can try to run a little faster in the middle, but I am not...
Well, what do you want to do here? I got this set on 30 and 130. We can do 30-30, we can do 30 and 130, we can do 30 and 1.
30 and 30 would do... 30 and 4... 30 and 1.
30 and 1.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll tell you what.
And I've got my Higdon, whatever that schedule that you sent me.
The Higdon 5K.
And I got it all set out. I'm running a 5K Saturday to get me.
Tomorrow? I mean, day after tomorrow?
Day
Which
after
one
tomorrow?
You doing?
Flowery Branch 5K.
Oh, is that the Falcons 5K?
Yeah, the Falcon 5K. And to get me motivated and starting on my training so I can see how bad I've slacked off.
Oh.
Which way are we going?
We're going that way, but I wanted to start up here.
And so Monday we'll start my training.
Oh, after the...
After I see where I'm at. Well, I mean, you know, giving me a starting point.
Yeah. Okay.
Activity started.
Activity started. Okay. Yeah, I got warm up 10 minutes here.
And it's very hot.
100 degrees? What's a 100 degrees? It's nothing. Means you melt into a puddle about 100 yards down the road.
Yeah, I know. And I bet you didn't think I'd show up on my birthday, did you?
I figured you wouldn't even remember.
Had my no, I'm Thursdays. I'm meeting.
Well, did you get the
my card?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
Minutes and 20 seconds left of our warm-up.
Oh, we're walking for the whole warm-up?
No.
Well, that's longer than 30 seconds.
I just started the thing.
Okay. Which is fine. So.
Wish I knew what that sound was over there on the other side of the fence.
It's gotta be an air conditioner.
Think so? Out of the top there.
I don't know what that is.
I ran yesterday and it was 93.
You must have it on vibrate.
I got it on vibrate.
Yeah.
So do I have to change it so it beeps?
Yeah, so I can hear. See, you know, the dog theory, the Pavlov's dog theory.
Oh. Well,
I have to. I ran Monday.
You ran Monday. That's good. I ran yesterday.
No, I might have run.
Did a trail run yesterday because that way I'd be in the shade and it was 93 and I thought it was hot. So now we're out here today and it's 100 and we're in the sun.
I ran Monday. I did weight class on Tuesday. I did nothing yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, see? Fix it.
I gotta...
But it's so much easier for me to run here than my neighborhood, because my neighborhood is so hilly. I ran 2 miles.
You think how good a shape you get in running hills.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't know why.
Huh? Okay. This is starting all over again here.
I have got to get it together.
Switch sides with me. There. Get this part of this course on Strava here. Yeah.
Strava. I need to remember.
Yep. Of course, this will be slow today because this section right here is part of the course, and we spend most of the time walking. I think the last time we recorded,
I don't even know.
It was on the way to Peachtree.
There's a big bunny.
Yep. It was on the way to Peachtree.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
What
Which I don't think we talked much.
Well,
I was probably saying how I was out of shape then, too.
Well, I'll put it in this podcast. It'll be the first half of this podcast. Yeah. This will be the second half. So, I ran yesterday afternoon, too. I've been trying to run more in the morning.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's so hot.
But I worked out the golf course yesterday, and I ran about 4 o'clock, I guess.
This whole thing's not in the sun, though.
No. So, have you decided what races?
I wanted to. You're wanting to do the Jacksonville half again?
Well, that's in February.
Well, I only have 2 scheduled races at this moment. One is Saturday.
Yeah.
And the Kaiser.
When's that one?
September 13th. It's a Thursday night.
Oh.
So, if I start that training program, it's like, ends like 2 weeks after that race, but at least it's more than halfway.
Yeah.
So. But they were talking on the news this morning about more interval training runs,
uh-huh.
Or any, even if you're biking or whatever.
What's that?
My text. Somebody texted me. Doing that type of exercise where you're, you know, going fast for a period.
Uh-huh.
You burn calories for 40, or you burn your metabolism is up, and you burn more for 48 hours. Doing that kind than regular steady exercise. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm going to be doing my interval training at Gainesville College. Oh, Chris.
Chris, your brother?
Chris, my brother.
Probably calling you to
text
say happy birthday.
It is. So,
Rhonda went to
Alabama
today. She had visions of sitting in the lake because her and her mother got
those floats.
Those floating chairs.
Yep, she called me and asked me what kind of float. Yeah, but she'll be surprised because the water temp's probably about 90.
Yeah, but her mom called her the other day and wanted to know if she could come over there this afternoon and they could work in that house.
Oh, God.
And she wasn't planning on working in the house.
Yeah.
She was planning on sitting in the water in the lake.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to be as cool as she thinks.
Oh, no. Well, we might as well go over Peachtree since we haven't podcast since before Peachtree.
Well.
And what group did you start in?
G.
G?
Yep.
And I was in E.
Yeah, G. Yep, G.
And Peachtree was my slowest 10K in 34 years.
Oh. Well, not mine, but it wasn't my fastest and it wasn't my slowest.
But I wasn't really concerned about it being slow. I just wanted to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how my foot was going to handle it. So.
Well.
68 minutes.
Yep. It was. was?
It was right at 11-minute pace, I think.
Right.
Chugging along. Running 2 minutes. Walking a half a minute.
We're going too fast?
No, that means it's time to speed up.
Oh, my God.
Well, we'll still do 30 and 30, but we'll just do, like, intervals.
Well, we're not doing 30 and 30. We're doing 1 and 30.
Okay, 1 fast.
There's another bunny. See, I wish I had somewhere like this by my house.
Oh.
Because my subdivision is no trees.
Yeah.
Hardly. And it's hilly. This is nature.
Nature. Bunnies on the trail.
Bunnies on the trail.
So what was your peach tree time?
110.
So that's 70.
Yep.
So you weren't that much slower than me.
But I was slower than my year before.
I was too. I think I did 59 last year. That slow.
Yeah, right.
We ought to do 1 and 1.
Maybe we should do 30 and 30.
30 and 30. That's up to you. And I actually had a pretty good peach tree, it being slow and all. It's all the places I used to suffer.
You didn't?
No, going that slow.
you don't suffer?
You don't suffer. Because the fifth mile going up to 14th Street.
Yeah.
Used to be a tough one.
Well, mile 3 and 4.
See, once you hit 4, you go across I-85 and go all the way up to almost 14th Street to the 5th mile.
People,
now what?
My phone's ringing.
Background music.
Yeah.
So, you're going faster than me. Huh? Like that. So you need to say what your race was like.
Johnny.
Huh?
It was okay.
Okay.
I knew I wasn't in I'm not in shape.
Yeah. Well, I never really am for
peach
tree. Wait a minute. I'm gonna change this.
That's a good idea.
What was that?
First. No, he left a message.
Oh.
The first. I always do pretty good the first 3 miles, because then, like I said, the third and fourth mile, you start going uphill and it. But we had those hot days there, 106.
Uh-huh.
And luckily that day of Peachtree, it wasn't that hot. So I did.
What happened here?
Somewhat better than I expected, maybe. Malfunction.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll end up having to walk, though.
That's okay.
little thing here. Trying to get back to...
Mine, when I do that, if I hit the thing, it goes back to what it was.
Well, this went to just a...
time stopwatch.
One stopwatch, yeah. So keep talking about the race.
Well, I mean... after we walked 10 miles to get to the start...
Okay. There we go.
Is it on walk or run?
Doesn't matter. It's 30-30.
Okay.
100-degree day, we can go slower. We don't have to run
fast.
Yeah.
I was happy. I mean, I thought I would have liked to do a little bit better, but I knew I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wanted, my goal was to break an hour, which obviously didn't happen.
Didn't even have a goal.
That was my goal.
Except to finish.
Well, that was my goal 6 weeks prior, and then I didn't do nothing to work on that goal. So
I just wanted to see if my foot would make it, and it did, and that seemed to be the start of my true recovery, because...
yeah, because now you're, like, booking it everywhere.
I don't know if you'd call it booking it everywhere.
Well, you're definitely running faster than you were.
Well, I think I run faster. It's less stress on my foot. Because you end up running more midfoot or forefoot naturally. You don't hit your heel as much, you know?
Right.
So...
I'm ready to get back, because...
plus, I quit... around the house, I quit wearing anything with any kind of arch support in it.
Right.
I got my Softstar Runamox. Those...
ugly shoes.
Ugly moccasins.
Yeah.
You call them ugly.
There's another bunny.
They don't have anything in them, and they're...
a baby bunny.
They're about... I don't know how thick that is.
A quarter of an inch?
The sole may be a quarter of an inch thick.
Yeah.
And I also got some Luna sandals, which are probably almost as thick. And they're made by the company that, I don't know, you didn't read Born to Run, did you?
No.
Well, you ought to. One of the guys that was in that book, Barefoot Ted, was his, what they call him.
Right.
He started a sandal company called Luna Sandals.
Right.
Based on the sandals those Indians run on in Mexico.
Right.
And Luna is the last name of one of the Tarahumara Indians down there.
Oh.
That he became good friends with.
Right.
So these sandals have no support whatsoever, and they're made for running.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know, but my second toe, the one where my toenail came off, might be getting there again. I never ever had a problem. And the other day,
I don't know what's going on here. Oh, I know what's going on.
You didn't do it right.
Right. I didn't start my GPS.
Oh.
It just won't be able to draw me a map.
Oh, of where you ran.
Yeah. It'll do heart rate. It'll have my time.
Right.
So when I put it in Training Peaks, I'll just have to put the distance in, and then it'll calculate all the other stuff. But when I put it on Strava, I don't know what it'll do there.
So did you... you've been watching the Olympics, of course.
Not much.
Oh, gosh, I've been. Every night.
I watched some of the women's time trial I'm bicycling.
I watched the
men's
cycle.
Road race, but I didn't get to see the
time trial.
Time trial.
Well, I think, what was his name?
Bradley Wiggins.
Williams, whatever.
He won it.
He won it.
Yeah,
I know.
He won the Tour de France, too.
Yes. And he must have been saving up his celebration because they said after the gold medal, well, after he won Tour de France, he passed on the champagne because he was focusing on the Olympics.
Right.
Well, after he won the gold medal, he went out and got totally sloshed.
Oh, did he?
It was on the, at least that's what it said on our news here.
Yeah.
So he was tweeting.
He was the one in the opening ceremonies that rang that bell that started the thing.
Yep. And it said he went out and celebrated. And he should. If you win the Tour de France and a gold medal.
Yep.
I think there's cause for celebration there.
Right.
But I think he was saving up.
Oh, yeah. I would have been.
I know.
Kristen Armstrong won the women's time trial.
Did she?
Yeah, she's American.
Yeah. I was wondering. I didn't see that. I just saw the women's whatever, the race.
I think a German came in second. I'm not sure.
It rained the whole time. Or most of the time.
For the women's road race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw part of that too.
And then I guess track and field starts next week.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that. Or some of it anyway.
Well, I like the volleyball. Beach volleyball. Okay, people.
Is that thing repeating or somebody else?
No, I think that it only usually dings twice, so I think that's somebody else.
You're popular.
Well, it is my birthday.
I didn't even bring my phone today. Got in my bag in the car. Okay, so you're doing the Falcons run on Saturday.
Yeah, to see how. Yep, Eric, Lori, and Johnny.
So I sent Joe a text message today asking if there are any races Saturday, and he said
that
Old Soldiers Day race.
No, there's that
Wills Park.
Well, isn't the track club race this Saturday?
No.
Yeah, there is. I got a thing, and
Atlanta's Best?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that don't count. Because you have to pay for that.
Wow. Well,
I mean, it's counted in the Grand Prix, but you got to pay like $20 to run it.
Yeah.
And it starts out at Centennial Park.
Right.
That's one of the reasons it's off my
list,
because it's just a hassle to go downtown.
It is.
The last time I did Old Soldier's Day.
Which is where? Alpharetta?
Alpharetta. Yeah. It's a 5K. I did a 1847, so that's how long ago I ran it. Must have been in the mid-80s.
Oh, Lordy.
83 or 84 in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, last time I did this Falcon 5K was in 09, and I medaled in my group.
Yeah.
And I doubt that is gonna happen. This time.
Well, I may show up at Fiery Branch. Yeah. You never can tell.
It's a decent race. And they give away tech shirts. They did last time.
So what's your runkeeper say for mileage?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we're gonna have to go on yours.
2.11. 25 minutes. Ah,
late. What?
So that's 11:59.
Yeah?
Well, I feel like I'm going way
faster. Not bad.
Way faster than that.
We're only doing 30-30. speeding up.
You.
I'm just leaning forward, doing some chi running.
Okay.
It's easier to run faster when you do that. Just kind of fall into it.
That's what my boot camp lady says.
Ah. Okay, where are we at? Falcons 5K.
Yep, so we'll see what my...
There's a race out near Pendergrat. What's that town, Jefferson?
There is this weekend.
Well, I don't know this weekend. There's going to be a trail race out there.
Oh, there is? When?
I have to look it up. It might be my first trail race of the year. See on my schedule, my training schedule,
yeah.
I'm supposed to run a practice 5K this weekend, and then do a race 5K the next weekend.
Right.
Because I'm like in the middle of the schedule.
Right. Bunny.
My problem is I'm just not in the mood. I think it has to do with the heat.
Well, see, I got to get over that.
What?
That's been my problem. I ain't in the mood to do it. And you know how hard it was for me to come home and go run in the neighborhood?
I know, because I did it yesterday.
Because it is hard.
But I went back out to Stone Mountain and ran on the trail because I figured it'd be cooler and shadier.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. You don't have any interest in doing the Allstate half.
What is that? No. That is too soon. I will not be ready.
It's October.
I won't be ready. The training is too much. It's still in the heat.
Oh.
And we're fishing stuff, and that's just... I mean, I adjusted that Higdon schedule to fit my schedule a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see how I do.
As long as you get all the days in and do what it says to do instead of skipping them.
Right.
And the important ones not to skip.
Are the intervals.
The intervals, the tempo, and the long run.
So I am going to see how I do on that. See, I want to do that monster one.
I know, you keep saying that.
I know. Make you dress up. I'll make you a costume.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I told.
So your birthday's today, Zoe's is tomorrow, and Ryan's is the 13th.
Yep.
And then Rob's is September 8th and Chris is the 25th.
Yep. And you're going broke in the next 2 months. I don't know. Chris sent me a happy birthday. Ryan has not yet. Oh. But he's pretty good.
He took his hydration pack with him today to work, which means he's probably going to go to the mountain and either hike up the mountain or go running.
Right.
Likes to hike up the mountain.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, I thought that was your time to stop.
Yeah, it's cool down time now. How do you cool down in 100 degrees?
I know. I did bring a towel this time. Last week I didn't have a towel. I'm sure my car stinks because I probably sweat all over. Well, I know I did.
Say hi to Alexandra so she'll know that we're recording this just for her.
Hi, Alexandra from
our one and
Georgia.
Only, our one and only listener.
And I'm glad you enjoy our rambling about nothing.
Oh. We ought to try to be a little bit more organized.
More organize. What, have a discussion topic?
Yeah. We could have notes.
Yeah, right.
Some podcasts do that.
I'm sure.
They actually know what they're going to talk about before they start running.
Well, there's only so
Unlike
much.
Unlike us.
There's only so much.
Yeah.
To talk about.
Oh.
I think.
Except Did you download Dropbox?
Dropbox?
Yeah, on your computer.
No.
You need to do that. Then I can send files to you and you can open them up on your computer.
Oh.
That's okay. Great. Here's these kids again.
He messed himself up the last time.
Oh, I know.
He didn't try to
go straight.
Yeah. I did order Zumba tapes.
Zumba?
Yeah.
What is Zumba?
You know, you gotta.
I know it's an exercise
have
thing.
Lots of different exercise options.
Oh.
Zumba is Latin, I guess Latin.
It doesn't sound Latin, it sounds like...
What's it sound?
Sounds like made up.
Well, I think they're Latin. I could be wrong. Spanish of some descent.
Oh.
That, like, you do, they're like core dance type, not dance, I don't want to say dance, because I can't dance. But it's... I really enjoyed it. So, that was what Trent got me for my birthday.
Well, are you doing that 5K by yourself, or have you got your buddies doing it with you?
One of my buddies, Melanie.
Oh.
But so, she never runs with me.
Oh, she doesn't?
She's way slower.
Does she run at all?
She runs a little.
Oh.
But it'll probably take her close to 40 minutes.
Oh.
Or so. She hadn't probably. She's been doing the treadmill at the gym, but that's it.
Treadmills just aren't the same. You get out in the weather and.
Yeah, I know.
Heat and humidity gets you.
Yeah.
Even in the morning if you're not used to it.
I know.
Close to the end. Of course, Renkeeper adds a couple of tenths on.
And we're at 2.88. So
we should finish about halfway between this bridge up here,
right,
and the gate.
Right.
If it's correct.
Well, probably.
It might be
close
anyway. Gone past the 35 minute.
Yeah.
This would be it. So what'd that give you?
You should see my notes in this.
Your notes.
Melbourne Park hot.
So I got 35.58. Zero distance.
11.55.
I think we ran a little bit faster than that.
I think so too. Felt like it.
Not a whole lot faster.
See that
breeze, even though it's hot, it feels good.
Have to walk over and get some water.
Yeah.
Got some ice water in the car.
I do, if it's not melted.
Well, mine's probably melted too. Okay, let's go over this. You got the Falcons run Saturday.
Yep. So that is going to give me...
You're not going to do the Chastain Park run on the 11th at the Galloway School?
I got to think about it. Depends. We hadn't been fishing in 2 weeks.
Oh. So what's more important, running the race at the Galloway School? Or?
It depends. If I have a race or a tournament.
Oh.
Because tournaments win me money, races don't.
I see.
But
how much money do you have to spend to get in a tournament?
Well, actually, lately we've been spending probably right at $100.
Yeah. And how much have you won?
Well, let's see. $110? No. We won. The last two, we came in fifth in both of them. We didn't win that much, but the previous one, we won $1,600.
That's pretty good.
And then one before...
Well, that makes up for the other two.
We won $400 and something. So
let's go across Fort Carcombe.
Now, we don't have a tournament, but we have a big tournament that will be like $8,000.
Yeah.
In September 22nd and 23rd, I think that's a Saturday and Sunday.
Where at?
Hartwell, Lake Hartwell.
Yeah. Well,
and that's only on Trent's side because it's a draw tournament.
Uh-huh.
So Trent will go as boater and he can win $8,000 or $9,000. And on my side, I would win $3,000 or $4,000 if I
did. You're scored separate?
Yeah. Because I wouldn't fish with him. I'd be drawn out with somebody.
Oh, you'd be like one of those
co-angler.
Co-angler?
Yep.
Oh.
So, we didn't go for the last 2 weeks because the last we went, and it's been getting tough because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And
fish don't like hot.
No.
Right?
They go deep and don't like to move much. Just like people.
Yeah.
And
just watch the TV and eat.
Yeah. And so we were kind of giving it a couple weeks to see if it changes any and we can get something going closer to the tournament. So next week, I mean, we might wait another week, so.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say yay, not yes now and then.
Well, it's a track club event, so you can go online and
register the day before.
Up till about Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, so.
Thursday night.
So,
what I've been doing is just going ahead and registering.
Yeah, I mean, it's free, so I guess it's
if I can't show up, I don't. But I only registered for the Decatur DeKalb 4-miler, and I showed up.
Yeah.
I still don't know how I finished.
You don't? It hasn't posted?
Well, I just didn't look.
Well.
I mean, I ran 4 miles in 42 minutes.
42 minutes.
See, so I didn't even break 10-minute pace. It was the week after Peachtree.
Oh, next year, you know what? I go up an age group.
Oh, do you?
I need to really start training now.
Well, I'm in a different age group now, so.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
See, but my age group, everybody starts running.
But the thing is my age group still has hardcore runners.
Wow.
I mean, even though a bunch of old codgers are still.
Wow.
You know, they're the ones that started in the 70s when I started, back when you used to.
Right.
When you went to races, you tried to run fast. Now, it's more of a social thing.
Well, see, now, people at my age say, oh, I'm getting old. I better start getting in shape or something. I don't know what they say.
Wish I had a dollar. I'd get a Coca-Cola.
I said that last time, didn't I? I need to start putting... I have dollars in my car, but I ain't walking back. I should have...
Well, it worked first push that time.
But I'm trying not to drink Coke. They're not good for you.
Well, I haven't.
But they're so good.
Many.
See, I think even though it's about the same temperature as it was last week, I don't feel like it's as hot for some reason.
Yeah. Water. Thank you.
Now, where is she? She's in Britain? Great Britain or Australia?
Alexandra?
Yeah.
Is in Britain.
So,
is Team she, GB.
Is she enjoying any of the Olympics, I wonder?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
We've been watching it every day.
She sent me a message on Daily Mile, I think it was, response to my yesterday's run of 93, and she said she couldn't believe anybody could go out like that.
It's been 60s there, I think.
Has it?
65.
Yeah.
70.
We just get used to running in this stuff.
Yeah, we're from Florida. That's like people, because Bishop Moore did not have air conditioning in Florida.
Well, when I went to Edgewater, they didn't have air conditioning.
And that's in Florida.
Yeah. Had high ceilings, though.
So you get used to that.
I remember one day when I lived down there, after me and your mom got divorced, when I lived at the Habitat.
Yep.
I ran from the Habitat, which is over off of Conway Road.
Right.
I ran from there over to the track shack.
On Edgewater? I mean, on Mills?
On Mills. Yeah. It's not too far from where it originally was. It's down the street on the other side of the road. But anyway,
That's a long ways.
I had decided that I was going to try to run without socks because that was a big deal, you know, running without socks.
Mistake.
I guess that was about 5 miles from my house one way. So I got about 3 miles into it, and I got this big raw spot on the side of my foot and was bleeding. And the temperature was about like this.
Yeah, that would be not pleasant.
95 to 100 degrees.
Did you limp back home?
Well, I got to the track shack, and they had a cooler set up for drinks.
Yeah.
And I had a drink, and I was talking to a guy that worked in there, and I said, I didn't wear any socks, and my foot's bleeding. And he says, oh, take a pair off that rack there. I said, I don't have any money with me. He says, that's all right, go ahead.
Oh.
Well, he gave me a pair of socks.
And he felt sorry for you.
I ran back home. Yeah, he did. But it saved me because I made it back 5 more miles. And
I didn't know you used to run those distances down there.
Yeah. But back then, I did most of my running around 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I'd run from the Habitat over to Lake Underhill and around Lake Underhill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over by the airport.
Yeah.
And I was running one night over there, and they put little trees up like those.
Yeah.
And they had wires running down, hold them up.
Yeah.
And I was running on the grass next to the sidewalk, and I hit one of those wires and did a complete flip and landed on my back.
Oh,
and it was so quick. I was laying on my back wondering, how'd I do that? How did I get here?
How did I get here?
It was just crazy. I mean, I didn't get hurt or anything. I just got up and kept on running, but I went back on the pavement.
Yeah. Now, that guy parked right next to me.
Of course. The parking lot's pretty full. Mm-hmm. Maybe two cars right there, right?
He has no shoes on, and he's going to be in my way for a while.
Of course. So, yeah, I used to go out to Central Florida and run at night out there because I would go to class at 6:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
And get out at like 10 something.
Yeah.
And then I go running out there in the dark.
Well, I have nowhere where I live to be able to run.
Oh, I always did that. So.
Yeah,
I ran. I don't know if you ever met Rick, one of the guys I ran with down there that I worked with. He used to run like 8-minute miles all the time. I'd run with him. I'd be huffing and puffing because I always ran 9-minute miles. And we ran a 10-mile race at Central Florida. And I ran like 73 minutes for 10 miles and came in third in my age group. And he ran 80 minutes. And he said, how'd you do that? You never run that fast. I said, it was a race.
It was a race.
I guess you'll be waiting for a while. Huh? So, yeah, see, this week's a short week for me because I have that simulated race on Saturday. So I don't have any long run this week. I only got like 13 miles I got to run.
What, so you already started yours?
Huh?
You started your training program?
I'm in like my fifth week.
Oh, well, I ain't ever going to get caught up with this.
Well, after I finish it, I'm going to start it over, see?
Oh.
It's just going to be my basic training program is what it boils down to until I start training for a half marathon.
I know, which is...
So...
I'm going to go ahead and get my half marathon book out to get myself geared up for when I'm really going to be starting so I can prepare... get psyched into it.
Yeah.
Those long runs are just like, you know what, I can't understand, and I don't know, it's a mental brain, and I guess I need to go back and read that Galloway part where he talks about getting your brain trained.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember getting ready for the Donna breast cancer half. We fished a tournament, and I knew I had to run 9 miles. And I came home from fishing that tournament all day, and I went and ran that whole 9 miles.
Yeah, what, I remember that.
I don't remember. I don't under what. How my.
How you did it?
How I did that? Because I can't get my brain back to that. If I could get.
Well, you
my,
probably could if it was in the fall and it was cooler out.
Maybe, but
because
it,
it's more fun to run in the cool.
And so if I could get my brain right, my mind right, to get out there. And it's not that I'm not exercising, because I'm exercising 4 or 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's the running in this heat. I mean, I go to class, and I'll go to the gym, and I've been doing the elliptical or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But getting out here in this is hard.
Well, running in 100 degrees is hard anyway.
So,
you know.
I gotta, you know, try to get, well, even the food part. I have not been eating right, and I can tell, which makes it even harder. It's a chain reaction, really. Because when you don't eat right, you're more tired, or you don't sleep good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't want to do anything, and then you don't do anything, so then you feel worse.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to make myself, even if it's 2 miles,
do it,
or going to the gym or whatever, go do it. But it's hard this time of year. That's why I just can't. I don't have the faith in myself to get ready for a half marathon in October, because I don't think I would train good enough.
You would train. If you decide. See, the thing is, you got to get in your mind, you decide for something, and then once you decide, then you start your training program, and you
do the best, because it ain't going to work.
You know,
I mean, I'm
that
just
you're
not going to
have a, you know, when you got a goal, it's a lot different than just without one.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's why I've been doing this 5K thing. My goal is, a lot of the track club races are 5K races.
Right.
So...
if you can get accustomed to the 5K.
If I get back into it and start running those 5Ks, I'll pick up some speed.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to do now, getting the girls... You know, we were doing that one 5K a month.
Mm-hmm.
And really...
because you got to run a 5K faster than you do a half marathon. So if you train for a 5K and all your training is based on a 5K schedule, you're running faster anyway. That's
right.
The way all my runs have been since I started.
Right.
And then when you start going to do a half marathon program, really the only thing you're doing is adding a long run.
A lot longer.
Because your weekly, daily runs are about the same distance, 3 to 4 miles.
Which is fine, and I don't have a problem. I just would like to try to do, which I don't, when it turns, the time changes and all, I'd like to do it during the week, even if I'm running at 9 o'clock at night, because mm-hmm. on Sunday, I don't want to drive all the way over here to drive. That takes up my whole day. And that just... if I could figure out a better schedule, which I mean, Mondays is my, I get off at 4:30 on Mondays. I could be at Stone Mountain at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the fall, I guess I'm going to try to make that be my long day.
What, Mondays?
Yeah.
Well, you can do that. I mean, if you...
Because there's lights out there. I mean...
Oh, yeah. You can.
And there's still a lot of people out there.
The whole inside loop's got lights.
Yeah.
Plus there's people.
There's a... Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even start running out there till around 6 o'clock. And
yeah.
And it's already dark in the wintertime.
Yeah, I know.
So
I may try that.
So I used to do a lot of running out there at night in the wintertime.
I just don't like doing it by myself.
Because when I worked in Alpharetta...
So you need to change your long day to Monday.
And we got... I got off work at 4 when I worked in Alpharetta, but Alpharetta's over an hour from here.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So by the time I got home and got ready to go out to Stone Mountain to run, it was 6 anyway.
Yeah, and then you...
So...
And what, you gotta eat, and you gotta... I mean... That's the thing I gotta figure out. You know, try to get my schedule so I'm more efficient.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, I am going to go home.
Me too.
I might take a cold shower.
Yeah, me too. So next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yep.
Okay. See, I'm working at the golf course on Monday and Wednesday next week.
What time's on Monday? Because, see, I keep every Monday going, I'm going to go to Stone Mountain today.
I work from 6 till 2.
Oh.
I usually leave at 1, though. I usually don't stay till 2 o'clock.
I get off at 4:30 on Mondays.
Well.
So I'd be there about 5. That doesn't help any.
Nope.
Okay.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.